Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Ahead of the November election, Massachusetts voters continue to give high approval ratings to Governor Charlie Baker. He also maintains a commanding lead over his three Democratic challengers. That's according to a new WBUR poll. It shows two-thirds of Massachusetts voters have favorable views of the governor, and a majority still haven't heard of the three Democratic challengers, Seti Warren, Bob Massey, and Jay Gonzalez. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
Hey, psst, you might not have heard, but the race for governor is on.
How's everyone doing this morning?
Great.
You are the reason why we're beating Charlie Baker this fall. Hall, thank you very much.
It's been going on for a while. This is former Newton Mayor Seti Warren at last month's Democratic caucus in the town of Hull. Warren is running for governor to tackle what he calls the major issue of our time, economic inequality. And he says Charlie Baker doesn't get it.
And me and Charlie Baker have a very different view on how to address it here in Massachusetts. I believe we need to ask those who are doing well in this economy to contribute more so we invest in ourselves, right? We need to do that. We need to do that.
Warren wants to hike taxes on the state's richest residents to make investments in education and transportation. It's a message that appeals to Debbie Bayer, who came out to the caucus in Hull and who supports Warren.
I like the fact that he wants to make things more equitable in our society. I think that's our number one problem right now.
But despite the energy at the grassroots level among Democrats to challenge Baker, the new WBUR poll suggests the governor remains broadly popular across the state.
He's maintained very high favorables, and that continues in this poll.
Steve Cozzella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the WBUR poll of 504 registered voters. It found 66% view Baker favorably, and only 14% view him unfavorably, and that the governor is way ahead of his three Democratic challengers. He leads Seti Warren by 34 points, Bob Massey by 37 points, and Jay Gonzalez by 39 points.
The governor even has an edge among Democrats, not a big one, but that I think tells you how significant of a lead the governor has at this point in his reelection.
Among those Democrats who support Charlie Baker is G. Michael Gardner from Boston.
I can't say that, wow, what an outstanding guy, what a great job he's done. But by the same token, he's been a good caretaker. He seems to be able to get along with the head honchos in the legislature. I don't think that there has been anything negative that I could point to. So, you know, I think that he's articulate, and that's pretty much it.
Gardner is representative of what the WBUR poll found. Overall support for Baker. But on individual policy questions, voters are less impressed, with only small minorities rating his job as excellent. In several areas, including improving roads, reducing health care costs, addressing the opioid crisis, or the high cost of housing, majorities rate his performance as just fair or poor. In other words, lots of people feel okay about Baker, even if few are genuinely excited about what he's actually done.
I just want to tell you, Charlie Baker doesn't think that we will fight back.
But the Democrats are trying. This is Bob Massey, the environmentalist and author who's running for governor with big ideas of building a green economy. Last month in New Bedford, Massey said Baker may be popular, but he lacks vision. And he accused the governor of duping voters with what he called a Jedi mind trick.
Hey, ready? I'm very popular. I have a lot of money. And I'm incredibly tall.
Well, what's the matter with that?
If we believe that, we're going to lose.
The other Democrat in the race, Jay Gonzalez, budget chief to former Governor Deval Patrick, also attacks Baker for a paucity of big ideas. Gonzalez says he doesn't believe the governor's popularity will hold up under scrutiny.
It's easy to be popular when you don't do anything and you never take a stand and your whole approach to the job is being cautious instead of courageous. And he's got no record of any meaningful accomplishment on any issue that makes a difference to people on a day-to-day basis and no agenda for actually doing so.
But Baker's supporters say his popularity is the result of his record, working well across party lines, and sound fiscal management, including not raising taxes. In this year's State of the Commonwealth address, Baker took credit for an economy that has more people working than at any time in state history.
Our economy has added 180,000 new jobs since we took office. And best of all, the number of people looking for work has dropped in every county over the past 3 years, and in most cases, by more than 35%.
The WBUR poll found that the biggest challenge for the three Democrats is that most voters, 62 to 75% of them, don't even know who they are. Pollster Steve Cozzella.
One of the struggles that both Elizabeth Warren and Charlie Baker's challengers face is just there's only so much attention to go around in terms of the news. And Donald Trump and the sort of ongoing national political never-ending news cycle, it occupies a lot of that attention these days. So I think there's some of that going on.
That's what's going on with G. Michael Gardner, the Democrat from Boston who supports Baker and who has yet to even focus on the Democratic candidates.
I've been so intensely involved with the national brouhaha that state issues have kind of taken a back seat.
So it looks like a steep climb for the Democrats. But Michael Dukakis, the former Massachusetts governor who teaches political science at Northeastern University, says anybody can be beaten, even Charlie Baker.
Remember, you're talking to somebody who was 40 points ahead in the polls over Ed King with 5 weeks to go and lost.
That was back in 1978. So things can change. Today, there are still 7 months to go, a lot more than 5 weeks, until Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.